So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. Segment 2 was great fun. Jeremy Check and his Cooking Smarter book. A lot of calls. Ashley Miner, congratulations. Book will come directly from the publisher. And I'm glad you're listening. Again, I think she's been a previous winner. A couple quick notes. Don't forget the winter wine classes at Wichita State University. The catalog comes out in December, but you could get on the email list for early application. Both of these classes will fill up quick. June 29th and February 5th, two Mondays in a row, 7 to 9 p.m. I'm doing American Viticultural Areas with Columbia Valley first and Paso Robles second. That'll be a hoot. I'll take a couple weeks off because I'm going to be in Arizona. February 26th, 7 to 9 p.m., a Monday again. An 8-wine tour of some of the top red wines from around the globe. And I'm talking Primo wine. It's only one class, but so we'll spend a lot more money on wine. Spain, France, Australia, New Zealand, Chile, Argentina. You get the picture. It'll be a lot of fun. So wsu.edu/, don't quote me, community education. Search for that. You'll find it. And if you're looking for something to do today, other than going to Jacob first, it started at noon. It goes till 4 o'clock. There's all kinds of fun things going on. We'll tell you more in a minute. But also going on this weekend, Christmas open house at both locations of Johnson's Garden Center. If you're getting ready to host holiday parties, you're looking to deck out your trees, nativity scenes, greenery, lights, and then some of the training sessions they hold, it's really fun. And, you know, both locations, like I said, are doing all kinds of stuff, and it's today through the through the 12th, through tomorrow. And I think they got Christmas trees already, too. I know that Menards did. Okay, Whitney, welcome again to The Good Life.
Thank you.
This wine is pretty fun. I'm glad you made me open it sooner. Usually I wait till now. But let's talk about you, this whole process. And, folks, anything I talk about, there's links at goodlifeguy.com. And what you want to do is, first, you should go to Facebook, if you're on Facebook, and you should follow Whitney. And more importantly, Wine to You by Whitney. She has a website, and guess what it is? WineToYouByWhitney.com. And the picture is, first off, Whitney's not hard to look at, but then her dog is upstaging her.
Yes.
This cute little dog is sitting there. Mom, I didn't get any wine.
Smidge.
Oh, that's Smidge.
Because she's just a little smidge.
Yes, she is. So tell me about this. Okay, so you have great credentials. You love to do wine classes. You've done a bunch at Mark Arts, and you worked at Jacob Liquor Exchange.
Yes, 13 years.
And you're
at Jacob Liquor.
It's that long.
It was that long, yeah.
God.
So.
Okay, you had to go and say that. Yeah, look at your has Ike started driving yet? Soon enough.
Before I know it.
Yeah. All right, so busy gal, and then now this.
Yes, so.
Why?
Well, in January, I kind of decided to, you know, rethink things, be there more for the kids since they're still pretty young. And then I got bored being at home and I thought, okay, I really love doing wine education, private wine events. And I decided, I'm like, okay, maybe I'll do something social media related to kind of get the word out there that I do these things, because I always have, but most people didn't know. Definitely don't have as many followers as Jeremy, the cookbook guy.
Yeah, well,
but I'm working on it.
Yeah.
So that kind of spiraled into making a logo, and the logo spiraled into making a website. And then before I knew it, I'm creating Wine 2 by Whitney LLC, and and just keep them busy. So it's been really fun and exciting.
Yeah. And you, the best part about it is, no matter what your wine knowledge is, male, female, families, groups, office buildings, you can tailor something for them based on their dates, their budget, their desires, their tastes. And to me, that's like a slam dunk. That's a recipe for success.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I did one for the Kansas Cosmosphere in Hutchinson for their big fundraiser, and that was really cool because it was a totally different audience than I'm used to. We were in Hutchinson. It's really fun to meet new people, and I think that this helps me get out of that little, you know, just the Wichita bubble and be able to, you know, meet new people.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Well, it is, and the best part about it is it's not Caskets to You by Whitney. It's not ditch digging with Whitney.
It's drinking wine.
This is fun stuff. And I mean, that's why my radio show, it's called The Good Life instead of The Real Life, you know. Oh, Smidge. I'm looking at this picture. The dog is so cute. I think it would be interesting, and you will have the opportunity to do some events in some of Wichita's finest homes.
Absolutely.
And my God, there's a lot of those.
I did a bachelorette party, and that was quite exciting.
I'll bet.
They started early before I got there, if that gives you an idea.
And that's not necessarily good if you want them to pay attention at all.
Well, all that matters is that they have fun and it's a good experience. That's my goal.
Yeah.
So,
how many events would you like to be doing as the future progresses?
It just kind of depends. That's a tough question.
Well, it is, and especially when you have two kids that are starting to age a little bit and starting to be active in sports and school, and man, that's a lot.
But it's a less time commitment than
full-time
say being
work.
There in the retail store, which was great, but now I can kind of pick and choose, but also, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
a little less time commitment.
And this time of year is perfect to me. We should mention that too. Where'd I put it? There it is. Your Thanksgiving and Christmas table, what to serve. Everybody gets excited about what's the perfect wine to go with turkey or all the fixings. There is no perfect wine. There's a bunch of wines that'll work. But you're doing an event. Tell us about this. This is November 15th, 6 p.m. at Mark Arts.
Yeah. So just going to talk about, I mean, obviously the Thanksgiving spread, you've got a lot of things. You've got turkey, maybe ham, maybe you're doing prime rib, but you also have green beans. You have, you know, mac and cheese. Everybody's different.
Sweet potatoes.
Still, there's no real good way to pair. So there are some grape varieties that are better than others. Pinot Noir is a safe bet. Sparkling's always a safe bet. But, you know, I'm going to go through and kind of talk about what pairs with which, you know, dishes best and quantities and things like that. So
at our Christmas and Thanksgiving table, it's a kind of a bacchanalian thing. In other words, there'll be bubbles.
A free-for-all.
Absolutely. There'll be two or three different whites. There'll be two or three different reds. There'll be port and sherry afterwards. And so that really contributes to the tryptophan sleep in front of a football game thing.
Right.
I think that's a great deal. So don't forget the Thanksgiving and Christmas table, what to serve, Wednesday, November 15th, 6 p.m. at Mark Arts. And if you haven't been to Mark Arts, you need to go. You should be. If you don't have tickets, you're probably not going tonight. But I'll be there working the wine pull and pouring wine. And this is their Artrageous, part of what do they call this whole three-day deal?
The part of Junior League's Holiday Galleria.
Holiday Galleria, yeah. And the holiday tables, and it's just a bunch of stuff. But tonight is the big deal, and I'll be there. Now, let's take one more break, and we'll come back. We'll talk about the wine of the week and food pairings. I think this wine with white meat turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe no gravy, maybe a little gravy, but not much.
Or just to start as an aperitif.
Oh, it smells so good. I had a Gruner Veltliner last night in that table mess that we did. and it was a little too cold when we first opened. I thought, innocuous white wine, a little acidity, not bad. sitting there and then tasting it later, it turned into something completely different. It was so aromatic and so pretty. I'm going to have to get a case.
Nice.
All right, quick break. When we come back, Whitney Stratton, of course, you know her husband, Jamie. I call him Jamester, and he probably looks at me like a nut. He's at Jacob Liquor Exchange today. It goes from 12 to 4. It's Customer Appreciation Day. The new sign is up out front. There's going to be amazing sales. They got swag bags and giveaways and, oh, my God, the tasting. I'll read you some of this when we come back from the break. Don't go away.